Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, and today I'm your host Andrew Weir. That's who I am. And today we have Lewis.
Yeah, it's me.
It's Lewis. Ooh. All right, we got some very exciting tech news to talk about today. Apple is releasing the Beats Solo 4 headphones soon. All right, there's a little report out there that apparently. It should be coming out next month. Now, this is a rumor. It's not fully confirmed. Just want to put that out there. But what we do know is it's possibly next month, and they will be up for $199. It's literally $200, but of course they have to make it with four nines. So I have the Beats Solo 3s. I really like them. I think they're great. I don't use them for the podcast, though, because we did a partnership with a headphone microphone maker a while ago, and I use those. But these are good, too, the ones I use. I forget what they're called. I don't know. But the Beats I've used for, like, my phone and iPad and stuff like that for a very long time. I love them, so I'm hoping these fours are even better. Maybe I'll even buy them to test them out, tell you guys about them. But, yeah, very excited for that. Lewis, what headphones do you use?
I don't use headphones at all, Weir.
Oh, thanks. By the way, Lewis calls me Weir because he's Lewis.
Yeah, I'm me. You call me Lulu.
I do call you Lulu. All right, Lulu. It's Lulu and Weir, the iconic duo. We should have our own podcast. Forget about TSARP. It would just be called Lulu and Weir.
Yeah, exactly. Tag
team. That's a great one. We got to work on that. All right, here's the intro. Oh, wait, I forget what button it is. Hold on. Wait, nope, that's broken. Okay, here's the intro. All right, yeah, that new soundboard that I hooked up is breaking a little, and that's why I couldn't switch over. But we got a lot of awesome topics to talk about today. But before we do that, let's do the tech history. Lewis, last time you were on TSARP, we didn't have all these fancy speedruns.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Like, it wasn't really structured.
By the way, Lewis is a good old friend of mine, as you could probably tell. But last time he was on TSARP, it wasn't structured. It was about maybe like 6 months ago, 7 months ago. It was a lot different back then. But all right, here's today's tech history. On this day in 1973, actually this was yesterday in 1973, Martin Cooper, considered the father of the cellular telephone, released the first cell phone in New York City. Yeah, he basically went on the street, started calling people and said, "Hey, look at my cool telephone." But all right, pretty cool. Yeah, and without that, we wouldn't have our iPhones, guys. Couldn't you imagine? All right, today's speed, let's start off with a good speedrun topic. You ready? Disney will start making users pay to share Disney Plus accounts. Who are they, Netflix? Yes, they are.
Boo.
Why? Wait, so I assume it's a discounted rate, right, to share it instead of having two accounts, but like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, they should just, if they're going to do that, they might as well just do what Netflix is doing, because then they're making more money. And it doesn't really make sense, but it's good for us, because hopefully now, if we want two accounts, as long as we're going to share it, it's less money, but you still have to pay. Lewis, what streaming services do you have? I pretty much just have, I have Disney Plus, Netflix, Prime Video, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I also have all of those and Peacock, and maybe Peacock. Paramount Plus.
All right. Actually, I do have Paramount Plus. I don't think I have Peacock, though. But yeah. All right. Microsoft Edge will let you control how much RAM it uses. What is this, Opera GX? Opera GX, I think, is a much better browser. The only problem, I've had this sometimes, where it will start to get really slow, and I don't know why. Now, Sam and Steven use it every day. They love Opera GX. So maybe I'll switch back to it. And I really do like it. It's great. This isn't sponsored. We really should get a sponsorship by them. All right, let me work on that. But yeah, it's great. But it basically, Opera GX has a feature that Microsoft Edge is about to implement where you can control how much RAM and I think even CPU that your browser uses. But Edge is like, hey, we're going to do that too. Google Chrome doesn't have a feature like that. Maybe they'll add one soon. Who knows? Maybe it'll become like a default feature, a feature that every browser has to have. That would be pretty cool. All right. X is giving free premium accounts to people with a lot of verified followers, but like people are mad. All right. So basically, as you all know, when you used to be verified, it would just be X saying, all right, you're pretty famous, let's get you verified. Now you have to pay, no matter what, to become verified. And now it's going to switch onto, if you got some verified followers and you're pretty famous, then they're going to give it to you again. I wonder what the change of mind was, really. I'm verified on Twitter. The TSARP account isn't. They both were verified at one point, and then we've switched back and forth and stuff like that. But right now, currently, only I am. I think it's good. Like, I like it. It really helps, like, when we're trying to get, like, podcast guests from Twitter. It helps there. But otherwise, I mean, it's all right. You know, I don't know. It's probably not worth the money, but I still do it. And I go off and on sometimes. Sometimes I discontinue it. All right, let's see what else we got here. Google appears to be prepping Android users for its first upgraded Find My Device network.
Whoa,
Lewis, what phone do you have? You got an iPhone or an Android?
Yeah, I got that iPhone 14, weird.
It's pretty good. I got the 15, Lewis. I'm beating you out there.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that. I'm so cool, Lewis.
You're so cool.
I know. Thanks for saying it, Lulu.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I guess do they just not have a Find My Device thing on Android? I mean, I guess it's saying it's upgraded, but like, they're prepping users for an upgrade. Normally, you just release an upgrade. You know, it's like, I've never been prepped for an upgrade, but I guess that's what they're doing now, Lewis. I've probably used Find My Device or Find My iPhone like twice, maybe like three times in the whole time I've owned an iPhone. It's good for when you need to find your iPhone, but otherwise, you know, it's all right. It's all right. But yeah, Google's adding one. Guess it's good. Support for Windows 10 is ending October 25th, 2025. You'll need to pay $61 yearly if you want to keep using it. That is kind of ridiculous. Not just kind of. People are going to be angry at that. Can you believe having to pay $61 a year for Windows? I mean, I don't know why people would stay on 10, okay? The people that are always like, no, the older ones are so much better. They're really, I've never noticed a difference. I like some features that 11 has that 10 and the other ones don't. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind the switch, right? If I was still on Windows 10, I would switch. Now, the thing that is a little annoying here is Windows 10, some devices can only have Windows 10, so that's kind of dumb. But yeah, we'll have to see if this stays, if that, you know, amount of money will stay, the same. And, you know, we just gotta see. Someone in chat said, Red Laser said, hey, aren't you that guy that DM'd me about Scratch Games? Well, yes, I am. That's me. we don't do that anymore. Now we have enough people in our community that, oh, actually, I see this guy's DM. I don't know when was this. Okay. I'm not gonna out him. I see it. We don't even, the TSARP community is so big now with 1,144 subscribers that we just get games without having to DM people. But yeah, that's what we used to do. Now we're so famous, Lewis. Isn't it great? I'm kidding, everyone. Some people don't realize when, like, I'm kidding. And then when I'm really telling the truth, one time I said that TSARP was a large corporation, and someone thought I was, like, telling the truth. Like, I was, like, really thinking that we were a large corporation. No, we're three people, and we're not even incorporated, which was hilarious. But, yeah. Hey, he just subscribed. Thank you, red.laser.
Oh, that is crazy.
Now we're at 1,145. Pretty awesome. By the way, everyone else, like, subscribe, share with a friend. You know what's cool? This YouTube feature released a while ago, Lewis, but Lulu, sorry. But now when you say subscribe, I don't know if it happens live, but it does happen after the fact with the video
version.
Yeah,
like the glowing subscribe button.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens live, which is kind of sad. Maybe I'll have to test it one day. But all right. Google is bringing its AI-generated search test to users in the UK. It's only available in the US right now. Yeah. So if you didn't know, there's this this thing on Google where they're going to use Bard or Gemini, I think it's called now, When you search something, Gemini is going to give you a little response at the top, and then you're going to have your search results in the bottom. Currently, it's available in the U.S., but it's going to also go over to the U.K. All right. Yeah, Red Laser was talking about the glow thing. I think it's pretty cool. He said a little weird. I see it. It is cool how they can recognize that. That's obviously an AI feature. Guys, whoa, AI. Some guy was complaining the other day that we talk about AI too much. I was like, but everyone talks about AI too much. Like, you can't go anywhere without talking about AI. But also, it's like the only real big technical development we're having now. I mean, we talk about other ones, like, for instance, Disney, our Disney topic, our Microsoft Edge today. That was all other stuff, the X one. So we mix it up. But yeah, it is a lot of AI. All right, I think this is our final speed run. It might or might not be. DALL-E now lets you edit images on ChatGPT. Let me see if I have that feature, if I could test it out. It is pretty cool. When you do it in DALL-E, I've never done it in ChatGPT, obviously. But yeah, DALL-E is just getting better and better and better. So let's see if it works. I'm going to share my screen. There we go. All right. So, let's make a little image. Let's say, make me an image of, Lulu wearing a top hat. All right. It's going to make you, yeah, Lewis, it's going to make you in a top hat. You ready for this? Yes. You.
Whoa.
By the way, everyone, Lewis, the last time Lewis was on T-Sarp, we kind of lied earlier. The last T-Sarp episode he was on was like 6 months ago. But he was recently on our live stream, our hackathon.
That was me.
That was you, Lewis. You did a very good job. Pat on the back,
thank
Lulu.
You. Yay.
But all right, let's see how this image goes. It's going to make you in a fedora. No, not a fedora, a top hat. I should have done a fedora.
Whoa, I'm going to be fancy.
You're going to be real fancy. Oh, it thought you were a dog.
I don't think that's me.
It's Lulu is a human. Lulu's a human. Guys, we use cats on this podcast.
Are you gonna like describe him to me?
Oh wait, I have to have it. Oh, I said Lulu is a human. I don't know if it's gonna edit this or just make a whole new one. After it responds, I'm gonna do something. Get it to do something different. All right. Oh, Lulu, you're a girl. Okay, I probably should have said a man. That would work. No, edit that photo.
Wait. The second one.
And
oh,
make
I'm so a girl.
Him a man. All right. So now I'm trying to use this new feature. I don't know if it works, but I'm just saying edit, which should be the new thing, but I might not have it yet. So, you know, they release it to different people at different times. So we'll see. Hopefully I do. And hopefully, Lewis, you'll become a man.
Let's see.
But we'll see. We'll see if it works. I like the other one better. This one's more like cartoony.
I don't think I'm a cartoon.
No.
I'm an anime guy now.
You're anime now. I wouldn't say that's an edit. That's just really a new photo. So I guess I don't have it yet. But we'll keep you updated if I do get it. That would be a cool feature, though, because like if you want pretty much the exact same photo, but just a slight difference, you'll be able to do that. Not yet, though. Or maybe for some people. All right. I think that was all of our speedrun topics for today.
Whoa.
Yeah, Lewis, it seems like your episode's coming to an end. We don't do scratch games at the end either. So I think this is where your return to T-Sarp ends. If we ever have a shortage of co-hosts, though.
Months.
What?
I'll be back in like 6 months.
Yeah, you'll be back at some point, Lewis, when you know, you redeem yourself. Lewis did some bad things on T-Sarp back
then. Oh, no, I did good things. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you were all right. No, he said some meanie words on like one of the first episodes.
No,
but
I never said any meanie words. I don't know.
Then he was never allowed back, but now he's back and he hasn't said any. So we're good. We're good. all right. Well, thank you all for watching. We will see you back here tomorrow, or at least I will, because Sam and Steven will be back. Actually, I don't think Sam, but all right. See you all then. Bye bye. What was that?